This is Anne with your day 6/speaker 7 coaching. What do you do when you have all the things available to you that are available right now to keep yourself from getting overwhelmed, feeling overwhelmed, having too many things? When you have too many things going on, that can be a really great excuse to procrastinate. It can look good. And if you're someone who doesn't want to look bad, which is basically everybody, almost everybody down deep, then it's really appropriate. It's really a really great fit that you clutter your space, not just with like things that people would say you're wasting your time, like TV or some sort of addiction, but you clutter your space with courses and classes and things, to-dos, all sorts of to-dos when you already have to-dos. Today's two speakers I pulled in here because I want you to get some tools to allow yourself the space to have quiet time so that you can think. And in that quiet time, that's where you hear. That there's so many things I would love to talk with you about here, but I used to feel like I had to, like I was alone. And then I realized that it was in the quiet. And I knew this from when I was a child walking along Lake Michigan or camping. But it was in the quiet that I could get the communication that I thought was from God or from the trees or from creation itself. I got lots of good ideas there. And I could sense there was a conversation going on. But the reality of our life would tell me that that's something I was imagining. When you're in the quiet, you're getting the communication. That's why I give you so many tools if you're in my program or in my community. I'm constantly giving you tools to communicate there. For people who like a concrete world, this can seem like it's too ephemeral or too ethereal or that it's not really there. But I'm done pretending that these powerful messages are not there. And I'd like to have you do that too. I'd like you to I can go into social media and see people talking about the things that I know that I haven't said. And they're up in the forefront, getting a lot of attention for saying these things. So I want to encourage you to do what I'm encouraging myself to do. Acknowledge the power of the messages that you get and take the time to be in the places where you get those messages. You came in here knowing. You came into this world as an ancient being with things to do here. And you're being given experiences that allow you to learn and grow and evolve. And as you evolve personally, you're evolving for all of creation. It's a noble task, evolving. So at the same time that you're putting together strategies or you have goals, you have things that feel concrete and they're reinforced by the business world or by the intellectual world, I want you to also not deny your innate intelligence. So this weekend, today, these two speakers are for you, so that you plug in confidently with trust into that. You already know. You already know. So what can you do to get to a place where you have a balance between receiving information from the outside so you can keep growing and then taking what you know and learn and partnering it up with what you actually know and what your course is in this life, what you came here for, your mission. So enjoy these two speakers today And your call to action from me for today is to discover where are the most powerful places for you in doing the most, and what activities you're doing in those places that opens you to being able to listen and know. Okay? Have a beautiful day.